And we are joined by Mr. Mark Rosenkind. And he just told me his name, and I bet I got it wrong anyway. How am I doing there, Mark?
And it's Rosenkind.
See?
Don't need to add the N.
And yeah,
see?
You get used
Rosekind.
To that, huh?
There you go, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, that's why
never
we're on radio.
Before.
I gave you a cheat sheet on it, and you're not paying attention.
I'm not paying attention to anything these days.
I think you're tired.
No. Would that be an example of... human fatigue?
Well, I don't know about the human part, but it's definitely fatigue.
Anyway, Mark, I understand that's what you're here to talk about.
I am. But I got to start with, this is my first time at Oshkosh.
Oh my, are you in aluminum overload?
You know, it is just incredible. And being from the National Transportation Safety Board, for us it's all about safety. So the first thing is it's very cool to see how much emphasis there is on flight safety and all the other aspects here. And then the other part is just way fun. So I got to tell you, it's just barely been a day and it's been terrific already. So
And we're keeping him from going to look at airplanes.
Absolutely.
Ha, deal with it.
So you are talking about fatigue here. It's a well-known fact that pilots, especially at odd hours, they have problems.
They get tired.
They get tired. Yeah, we do wear out. We can't run 24/7 and recharge like that. So what's the NTSB doing about human fatigue?
Well, and it's a great place to start because the board's been looking at fatigue forever, and we've identified fatigue as a probable cause in accidents for the last 20, 30 years, basically. We have a most wanted list of safety improvements. Fatigue's been on it since 1990 when we started the list. So it's been a focus for us for a long time. And our focus has been, basically, to make recommendations across a broad range of areas. Everything from official hours of service rules to things like getting everybody educated, making sure people learn about sleep disorders, and basically anything that's going to help people stay alert and perform safely when they're on the job flying their airplane.
Well, it sounds like that you and the airlines may be at odds from time to time on this subject.
You know, being a board member of the NTSB, what's great is we get to focus on safety. And so our investigations are independent. And what we find, we get to talk about what's important. And yeah, people aren't always happy. But in fact, our chairman, Debbie Hirschman, likes to say the NTSB is the moral compass and conscience for the transportation industry. You got to speak truth to power. And so what we find, we go after to try and make things safer.
I won't argue that point. I mean,
I like that.
One of the more notable incidents recently was the pilots of a commercial airliner. They were both asleep at the switch, and they flew out over Lake Michigan, I think it was. Missed their destination by, 200 miles or so?
And actually, that one, I'll just say, that was a flight that passed Minneapolis over 100 miles, that's exactly, an hour and 17 minutes, basically, out of touch with the ATC.
Right, I remember
They, though,
that.
Were distracted.
They were distracted.
Yes, so that was an issue about bidding schedules, etc.
Right.
But the one that most people don't know on this side is there was a island hopper in Hawaii heading to Hilo, and it went 26 minutes out of touch where both pilots we did show basically fell asleep. And again, it was 26 minutes. They're out over the water before they woke up and turned around and came back.
Did they have passengers on board at the time?
Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying. This is an island hopper with passengers.
But they recovered gracefully. And if you look out your right side window.
Yeah, exactly. Geez, I hope their snoring didn't keep the passengers awake.
Well, how do you prevent a pilot from going to work when he's tired?
And these exactly are the complexity of these issues. You know, you can start with everybody needs to get their sleep, but the world we live in, that's hard to do. And the first piece is for people to realize that when you don't get the sleep you need, or you're awake too long, or you got a sleep disorder, that can kill you from fatigue. And that's the part of it is, you know, everyone thinks you got to fall asleep. Yeah, that's the most dramatic. But really, a bigger issue is fatigue degrades all aspects of performance. And so just paying attention, or your communication skills, or your reaction time, you know, if you're down 20 or 30%, that's the part that can be dangerous for you.
Yeah, I was just thinking... You take flight 1549 where they hit the birds. Now, if they had been tired, would they have been able to process that information quickly enough?
Who knows? And just in ordinary, everyday life, we all know when we're fatigued. I spent 12 hours on a motorcycle once, and by the end of the day, I was completely shot. I almost dropped the thing. And,
wow.
You know, it's...
I spent 2 hours in a room with you once.
You're about ready to drop now, aren't you? But no, I've read a lot of NTSB reports, and fatigue has been mentioned as a factor in a number of them, especially stuff late at night or early in the morning.
Well, that's an interesting question there. Statistically speaking, Is fatigue more of a factor in commercial operations where they're flying on schedules or general aviation?
Everybody.
It's pretty much even.
You got it. And that's one of the issues is people try and say, is fatigue better here or worse? The reality is everybody's got to deal with it. And we've, again, had it on our most wanted list for 22 years and made 200 safety recommendations related to fatigue across the board, all modes. And again, that's the thing is, you know, people think, is this one better than this one? They're all bad. You know, having a tired pilot, regardless of whether it's your job or fun, et cetera, that's dangerous for you. And you guys just pointed out, too, whether it's 12 hours on a motorcycle or 2 hours in a boring whatever it is, then you got to worry about just staying awake. And so, you know, the circumstance can have an effect, but it's, did you get enough sleep? Don't stay awake too long. Be worried about sleep disorders, et cetera. There are physiological things that can make it dangerous for you.
Wow. Do you expect to see sleep disorders play into the aeromedical, getting your medical certificate?
And actually, it's there already.
Okay.
And in fact, what's interesting, if you look across modes, aviation and trucking have their biggest focus right now on sleep disorders. So one of the problems, there are 90 different sleep disorders. The one that everybody hears about is sleep apnea, where you can't sleep and breathe at the same time. And why that's dangerous is they're basically, folks with sleep apnea are tired all the time, 6 times more likely to be in a car crash. So take the same kind of sleepiness and fatigue risk and put somebody in an airplane, got the same kind of a problem, basically. And part of the issue is many people with apnea don't know they've got it. You know, it's the bed partner who, you know, complains about the snoring, whereas the person who's waking up hundreds of times doesn't realize it.
Right. So it must be interesting when you get on a commercial flight. You're eyeing up the pilot. I hope you slept last night.
And, you know, it's kind of a challenge. You don't want to be wearing a NTSB logo shirt, but, you know, everyone else is, hi, how are you? And I'm thinking, how much sleep did you get last night?
Yeah, right.
That's got to be interesting, getting on an airliner and worrying about that. Didn't the FAA just change the rules around regarding hours of service on commercial airliners?
And good for you. You know, it ends up that in all modes of transportation, most of the rules for flight duty, driving, et cetera, were written in the 30s. And so all the science we've had that's accumulated over the last 80 years, basically, is not really represented. So the FAA in December changed, really for the first time in 70 years, to science-based regulations. And by my count, there are at least 20 or 30 new things that are pretty important there, making sure people get at least 10 hours off. So there's 8 hours of sleep, for example. 20 or 30 things like that that seem, you know, really critical from a science perspective. But we also point out it doesn't quite go far enough. Part of the controversy is that's all passenger carrying, but the cargo airlines were not included in that rule, for example.
What's the difference? It's all stuff that you're carrying, and an airliner being flown by a fatigued pilot is the same, whether it's cargo or passengers. The result can still be the same.
And that's the point that's been raised that I, you know, would want to emphasize. This is a human physiological issue. Doesn't matter what your job is, what you're driving or flying, it's going to be an issue that could put you at risk.
Well, where can we find out more while we're here at Oshkosh?
You know, NTSB.gov, the website, is great. And it's not just about fatigue, but I point out, you know, there's so much stuff that are safety resources basically on the website. We got accident reports. We have a training center. We have forums that are archived with videos. You can learn about. We just had a GA safety forum and a GA search and rescue forum. All that stuff is on NTSB.gov, and I think it'd be great for people to go there and use it as a safety resource before something happens.
Sounds like good. A plan to me.
And you are in the International Federal Pavilion right up the street here?
We're in the Federal Pavilion. Got a great, great booth. Actually, we're highlighting. I was a board member on scene for the Reno Air Race accident, and we have some great photos of some of the stuff that happened there.
I looked at those photos yesterday. They're kind of scary.
Yep. Well, and that's when we actually issued recommendations of that in April, of course, because the Air Race and Air Show is still coming up in September.
Right.
So rah-rah, and that crowd's really had a lot of time to be able to look at those and already start putting things into place.
Yep. Well, again, thank you for joining us, sir. And this is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.